lesson is all about nutrition during exercise and training. If you haven't noticed by now, the theme of this module is that there isn't a one-size-fits-all model or recommendation platform for nutrition and exercise. You'll really need to work individually with each client to find what works best for them. My goal today is to review some basics of fuel and training so you can break it down for your clients in a way that will help to maximize their performance, digestion, and outcomes. I'm going to cover basic macronutrient recommendations, meal ideas for getting these macros in, how to time meals and snacks around exercise sessions, and how this looks different for casual exercisers versus competitive athletes. Let's start with carbohydrate recommendations, which you're going to adjust depending upon how light or intense the activity is. You absolutely want a little carbohydrate for some good energy before you train. A little fruit, maybe some oatmeal, or even a quick smoothie are going to help you get the most out of your workout. But then you want to wait a little while before you lace up your kicks, strap down your sports bra, and let your muscles do their thing. When your body is digesting the yogurt you ate, the blood is in your gut. That blood is important there to clear the yogurt from your GI tract and to messenger nutrients where they need to go. You want the blood in your gut when you're digesting your food. On the other hand, when you're getting your sweat on, you want your blood in your muscles. That blood is bringing your muscles oxygen, electrolytes, hydration, and all of the beautiful things you need to have a fantastic workout. You don't want to be actively digesting while you're sweating. That's a prescription for cramping and a lousy workout. For 90%+ of our workouts, we want to time our meals so that we're not digesting, so not exercising too close to when we just ate, or not starving, meaning we didn't eat enough and actually feel hungry in our spin class. We want to exercise and move our muscles in that sweet spot where our hunger quotient is between a 4 and a 6, so we can have a good, well-fueled workout. For my casual exercisers, I typically keep my nutrition recommendations at that because there's no need for them to stress about specific numbers and grams. But for competitive athletes, you may want to be a little more exact. A general recommendation is to eat 3 to 4 grams of carbohydrates per kilogram of body weight 3 to 4 hours prior to exercise, or 1 to 2 grams of carbohydrates per kilogram of body weight 1 to 2 hours before exercise, with 1 gram of protein for every 4 grams of carbohydrates. People doing super long or intense training, and I mean a 90+ minute workout, will typically benefit from eating something during the workout so that they don't hit the wall. For some workouts, 2 to 3 gulps of a sports drink every 15 to 20 minutes may be enough. Competitive athletes training for more than 90 minutes should aim to refuel with 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates every hour. Hydration is also key during exercise sessions, especially during hot conditions or intense sessions. For workouts lasting less than an hour, 2 to 3 sips of water every 15 to 20 minutes are generally recommended. For longer workouts, switch this to an electrolyte sports drink. When you're helping your clients find that perfect long training snack, you want to consider a few things. First, the snack should be highly digestible. Carbs work best for most of us because those sugar molecules are super simple to toss into your blood without hanging on too long in your stomach. Second, it should be a snack that is safe and packs well and easily. Sometimes we're sticking a snack in our waistband so crumbly, juicy, and complicated, it just doesn't work. Third, it should be tried and true before competition, practice. Have your clients try their snack during training so they know how their bodies will respond. Here are some favorite during training and competition snack ideas. Sports gels, chews, goos, banana, sweet potato, fruit leathers, applesauce or fruit sauce pouches, a juice box, dried fruit, clementines, coconut water, baby food even, and pretzels. Ask your clients about their workout routines and time meal and snack recommendations around their exercise. If they work out first thing in the morning, maybe downing a banana first and then having a full breakfast later will work best. If they go to work out during their lunch break at work, recommend a mid-morning snack of some fruit and possibly some nuts to make sure they're fueled for exercise. I'll say it one more time. Fueling for exercise is highly individual, so talk with clients about what works best and sounds realistic for them in their lifestyle. I know your clients are going to be interested in what to eat during training, so let's just do a little recap here. Time meals so that you aren't digesting during workouts. You want a hunger quotient to be between about 4 and 6 to have a good, well-fueled workout. Go for carbs such as fruit or oatmeal during your pre-workout meal or snack. If exercise lasts more than 90 minutes, choose a highly digestible, packable, tried and true snack to have during the workout. I will see you in the next lesson.